According to the American Hospital Association and National Association of Psychiatric Health Systems, restraint and seclusion should be used as infrequently as possible and only when less restrictive methods are considered and are not feasible. Restraints should only be used when absolutely necessary to protect a person from an immediate risk of harm, and only when all other least restrictive methods have been tried.